Hi, friends. Welcome to Co-Parenting Past Chaos, a podcast about marriage, divorce, and the crazy adventures of co-parenting with your hosts, April and Lauren. Join us each week as the wife and former wife of the same man discuss a topic straight from their personal experiences of what it takes to forge and maintain a positive co-parenting relationship while collectively co-parenting six children.
Welcome to episode 77 of Co-Parenting Past Chaos. I'm just going to say it. This week has been hellacious.
Oh, it's been interesting and it's continuing.
Yes. So we can start by saying suck it, COVID. Can we say that?
Yes.
So let's go down the list. It all started Monday morning. John was taking me to the dermatologist to have some things removed from my body. And we get a call from the principal. First thought, Jagger, obviously.
No, 100%.
But it wasn't. It was Jack. Shocker, because he never gets in trouble. It's like his father and bonus mom were rule abiders.
Yep. Not me. Which turns out he wasn't in trouble. It was worse.
Yeah, he wasn't in trouble. It was worse. As our luck would have it, the kid that sits beside him apparently tested positive for COVID, which meant that we then had to be quarantined. That afternoon, John and I started developing some symptoms. I wonder now, like, seriously, though, I know I had a cold. John may have been faking, but I wasn't.
He totally was.
But I think that maybe we had, like, is there such thing as, like, anxiety COVID?
I think whenever you think about being sick, all of a sudden you start to feel sick.
Yeah, I think that's what we had. Anyway, that afternoon, Lauren decided to take the other two boys and we decided to stay with, you know, the COVID kid. And Jack and I got tested. He had to be tested with the health department because I guess that's what the school requires and they won't do rapid testing. So we get done with that. And we're like, okay, we're not going to find out for 3 to 5 days. And he was like, you guys need to take me where other mom takes me all the time. Like you guys get tested every week.
He's been tested one other time.
One other time. He's like, they give you results immediately. We don't have to wait for this. I'm like, wow. Okay. So we had to go. And he told us how to get there to another spot where mom takes him. And we got our rapid results in a skinny minute. So it was really good. All right. Do you realize that we're doing something that we've never, ever done?
Yes.
Right now. We are actually, we've never been apart like this. It's really weird.
We haven't.
We just stay away from each other the whole week.
Yeah. And we're still away because I'm in Atlanta right now.
Yeah. So we're remotely recording our podcast while Lauren's living the dream.
I should be the guest of this. Ah!
No, you're not a guest. You are it. You are the it.
Is this what the guests feel like? I don't like it. I'm on the bedroom floor with iPhone headphones that are my brother's. I'm pretty sure there's his earwax in them. So this is like a whole thing.
So you went away for the weekend and this is the first time your boyfriend's meeting your mom. How's that?
It's actually going really well. He kind of got thrown into the mix and we went to my little brother's football game last night and he was asked to help. So he helped out at the football game and I had all five kids, nothing new there. I will say traveling with two vehicles and five children was not ideal for a 10-hour drive.
One star, would not recommend.
Would not recommend. So we will be purchasing a vehicle within the next 2 weeks.
Yes, you're going to have a mom car like me. Woo-hoo!
I'm having a mom car, but I'm not getting a minivan.
No, we don't do minivans. Sorry. No. Anybody that has one, good for you, but we're
no
not minivan mom.
Or anything, but like you're probably a better person than I am.
Yeah. So last week we talked about turning tragedy to triumph in reference to our former relationships. And this week we're going to discuss parenting and co-parenting when your child looks and acts just like your ex. Super fun.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
10 out of 10.
All right, flashback. I have to tell this story about the boys were playing in the yard the other day. I think I already told you. They were fighting. And of course, you know, Jackson is just like his father and he's trying to be the dad. So I say to Jack, okay, John, can we cut it out? And then Jagger spikes off with something and I look right at John and I'm like, and there's Lauren. Yep. Like you two created perfect little miniature versions of
yourself. When I had written this week, I left it on my laptop. Well, the boys were watching Netflix on my laptop while we were driving down to Atlanta. And Jackson informed me that he read the blog. And he said, yeah, I read, wrote about me. looking like dad and saying how you wanted to parent the ex out of your child. And I said, well, did you finish the writing? And he goes, no, I didn't. And I said, well, maybe you should have. But because I said, that goes for every parent with every child that is just like them. I said, I would never want to parent your daddy out of you, because then that's like me parenting the me out of Jagger, which is next to impossible.
You know, fun fact, I am known for being brutally honest when it comes to telling my friends if they have a cute baby or a bless your heart baby. Yeah. Everybody wants to bring their kids to me to be like, okay, is my kid cute? And I can't lie. Like, if it's an ugly baby, I'll just be like, oh, it's a baby.
I mean, Jackson was a bless your heart baby.
Tanner was a bless your heart baby, for sure. Like, a full fester.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, it was bad. All right, don't you just love that we carry these babies for 9 months and go through excruciating near-death pain to give birth to them, and then they look exactly like their fathers?
I had one of those.
Super fun. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I divorced their father, so then I have to still look at him every day.
Every single day.
Every day.
It was funny because when you decided that we should write about this topic, I don't know how we've never thought of this before, but...
I don't either. I thought this is a great topic.
So good. I remember growing up, and you know, I wasn't raised by my biological father, and I can recall one of my aunts always saying, you look just like your dad and you act just like your dad. And it was especially when I was being naughty or just being a brat. And I kept thinking, you know, my dad is just so easygoing and like cool as a cucumber, and he's redheaded and I'm not. So I look and act nothing like him. I couldn't figure it out until, you know, when I was 10 and they were like, hey, this isn't your dad. Now it all makes perfect sense because
you had another dad.
My dad is a brat. Yeah, I do kind of act like him sometimes.
Yeah, I have one of those too.
Can you recall the very first time you noticed that your children looked exactly like their father?
In the womb. Jackson. What? So I had 4D ultrasound with Jack, and I swear to you, he looked just like John.
That is
nuts. And then out he came, and I was like, I gave birth to my husband. This is weird.
Was it weird? Because I never have asked you this. How crazy is this? Because John is a twin. When you had Jack, did his parents think that Jackson looked like John and his brother?
Yeah, his entire family, actually. I remember when I had Jackson, that was their immediate reaction. He looks just like his dad. And he looks so like the Kirk side of his bloodline. Like, oh, he looks like all of them. Yeah. Yes. And it's gotten more the older he gets.
Yeah, his mannerisms as well. Not just the looks, but everything.
And I really believe that even if John had if they had never grown up together, like if John was out of the picture, Jack would still have just inherited all of those.
Oh, totally. I was the same with my biological dad. I did things exactly like him. My mom still says it to this day. It's so weird because we didn't grow up. I mean, I wasn't around him when I was growing up, but I did some of the same things. It's so strange.
Oh, yeah.
I can remember when Haley was a newborn and when she would poop, it would look just like Jerry. It was weird. Not like when he would poop because I didn't watch him poop, but like the face that she would make when she was pooping would look just like him.
That's how my mom used to say whenever I smelled something bad or I would do the dishes and it was gross. She's like, oh, you look just like your dad. Like his disgusted face. It is weird.
Yeah, so weird. I have a picture, I think it's a Polaroid, if that ages me at all, of when I first had Haley. And it was the nurse handed her to me, and I have the most disgusted look on my face. And I'm not sure if it was
because you posted that.
I was in pain. I did, didn't I? I don't know if it was from the pain of childbirth or looking at her looking like her father.
Oh, that's fun. See, I think that Taylor looks just like Jerry.
Oh, yeah. And when I realized that she looked like her dad, it was at her very first existence. And the fact that, you know, she just truly didn't like me. So I'm like, oh, yeah, there you are.
Jerry's
are your father. And Tanner doesn't look like his father. He doesn't look like Roy so much to me. I mean, a little bit.
But he has mannerisms.
Oh, he acts just like Roy and his brothers and his dad. Mm-hmm. It's so, because Tanner will do something, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's your grandpa. Oh my gosh, that's your uncle. It's so strange. What do you think is the best trait that your children got from you and John?
I would probably say they're very independent and very straightforward, very direct people. And I actually like that they got that from both of us, because I don't know, I think it's a good quality to have. I think I think Jagger has the most of an imagination, I would say. And like, he just loves the idea of a fairy tale. So he's mm-hmm. like my sweeter one. But I do like that Jackson is like his dad. I think he's going to have really thick skin.
Oh, absolutely. He's the toughest one, I think.
He really is. I mean, you just like, you look at him and you're like, well, he's not ever going to get bullied. And if he does, he's not going to care.
Yeah. It's going to roll off. It's great. I think all my kids got something different from their parents. And I think for Haley, her strength and her determination is something that I love that she got from us. Taylor, her organization, and Taylor's so tough, but her ability to love, which is so weird because she's not a very warm and fuzzy person, but seeing her as a mom, I love that. I feel like she had to have gotten that from her parents, you know, as mm-hmm. much as we love her.
She did.
And Tanner, it's got to be his competitive attitude. Got to be.
He gets that from both of you.
Both. 100% both of us. What about the worst quality? What do you think for your kids?
Oh, Jagger's sneaky. And I don't really know where he gets that from, because I'm not necessarily a sneaky person. I'm very blatant. But
yes, you are.
Jackson is stubborn, and that, I guess it's not a bad quality, but at the same time, you just want to be like, oh my God, like, you're 10. Do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
And Jet, it's not a bad quality, but he still wants to be babied. And he is the baby.
He is the baby. He's all of our baby, because he is the baby.
He is the baby.
I think Haley got her temper
from you.
From me. Yes. And Taylor, outspoken. I think she gets that more from her dad. I don't know. I'm a little outspoken. Like, I'm honest.
But she's not tactful with it. So she
right,
just
so
like.
That comes from Jerry.
Yeah.
And her attitude. She may have gotten that from me.
Yeah.
Tanner is very particular and introverted. I think he gets that from me. And that's probably not the greatest quality to have, but whatever.
Yeah.
Tell me which one. I already know the answer to this for you, but I'm going to ask it anyway because everybody else doesn't. Which child's been the most difficult to parent after your divorce?
My oldest. Oh. Actually, for you too. You can answer my question as well.
Yeah, for mm-hmm. sure. I think for me, obviously, it was Taylor. She was very critical. She hated every man that came into my life. Even my friends weren't even dating them. And she was like, you don't belong here. Get out. I'm never going to find a mate because she hates
of Taylor.
Yeah. But she just looked so much like her father. And she obviously had a favorite. It was not me. But it was very hard. Like, you want to move on. And then you're just staring at this little version of your ex. And you
have to be nice about it.
Yeah.
And you have to be nice about your ex to that little mini version of your ex.
You also want to throat punch them. It's not good.
You do. You just want to be like, go live with them because you are their twin. Like, it's very challenging. I had to remind myself that he is not John. Like, no matter how hard I see his face.
All day, every day. I still have to remind myself he's not John.
Yeah. He'll say something and you're like, okay, John.
I do. We do. Both of us. It's so funny because we both look at each other and we're like, okay, John.
I get
it. You can stop.
This episode of Co-Parenting Past Chaos is sponsored by Himalaya Ashwagandha.
Life is full of stress, anxiety, and worries, especially right now. With everything going on in the world today, I don't think there's anyone that isn't dealing with some sort of stress.
As busy wives and moms that work full-time and run a business on the side, all while co-parenting our small army of children and keeping all the husbands in line, we can relate all too well.
We love finding natural ways to take the edge off and protect our body and mind against stressors.
Himalaya Ashwagandha helps us navigate through daily stresses and anxiety.
So what is ashwagandha? The answer is simple. Ashwagandha is an herb. In ancient times, ashwagandha was considered the king of Ayurvedic herbs, and it was used for a wide variety of conditions. In functional medicine today, we harness the power of ashwagandha primarily to help our bodies adapt to the stress of modern life so we can feel calm and balanced.
Himalaya Ashwagandha is organic, non-GMO, contains no binders or fillers, and is clinically studied for safety and efficacy. Stress less and find calm with Himalaya Ashwagandha. The best part? Get 20% off your first purchase on Amazon with discount code COPARENT20.
Check out the show notes for more details on this episode's sponsorship with Himalaya.
Do you feel like part of you actually, this is horrible as a mom to say, but I'm going to tell you anyway because I feel it. Do you feel like part of you actually resented the child that looked and acted most like their father?
I think that happens. I do. And I only say that because I think it happened a little bit for me growing up. I looked just like my dad and I had tendencies to act like him. And I'm sure my mom felt some sort of way over it several times, especially when I kept pushing away from her. She's like, okay, well, the man already pushed himself away from me. Now my daughter is. And I kind of feel that, you know, Jack looks so much like his dad and he and I don't have a close bond. And I'm like, okay, well, John 1 didn't work out. Apparently John 2 is not working out either.
Divorce your child?
I mean, it's like a whole thing.
I will say, I think that Taylor came out of the womb just not liking me. And like, if I didn't know any better, I would imagine that she tried to bribe the nurses in labor and delivery to switch her at birth so she could find a new mom.
Because I always said that.
Yeah. And I don't resent her. I didn't necessarily resent her, but she did make it extremely difficult to bond. Like, even as a baby, like, she just did not like me.
Jack did. See, that was the thing. Like, we did bond early on. Again, kind of like my marriage. We bonded early on. And then it really went south somewhere after like 3 or 4 years.
It's not funny, but it is because it's true.
It's true.
Well, I'll say this about when we were going through our horrible custody battle. It was hardest for me to build a relationship with Jagger. And it wasn't because he looked like you, although it did have something to do with him acting like you. Yep. But I think as parents, we don't necessarily have a favorite child. We do love all of our children the same, except our grandchildren, and we do love them more anyway. But we love our children the same. We just definitely have a child that we may have an easier time bonding with. Do you think that's accurate?
I do. And I worried. Jagger's always been an easy one for me to bond with. And I worried about it with Jet because I did bond with him a lot. And then we went through a divorce when he was only 2. So he was taken away from me for a little while. And then I'm sitting there, is this baby even going to bond in the same way? And surprisingly, he did, which leads me to believe that Jackson just refused on his own. It had nothing to do with the doors. He just was like, I'm not going to bond with this woman. You're my mom. That's my pick.
Don't like her.
No,
it's okay. I've got one of those too. So
if he could go back all over again, he'd be like, all right, God, listen, this one's not going to do it for me. We don't mesh well. I need a different model.
So how about when you were dealing with like the emotional trauma from your divorce? How difficult was it to look at your child, the one that you, I mean, all of your children, but you love them with every ounce of your being, yet you see the person that broke your heart? How does that work?
It's hard, especially when, and this is awful to do, but you know, when you go through a divorce, sometimes the one thing you do is lean on your kids a little bit to at least give you hope or light or love you. And when you're wanting that, you're wanting that one connection, and you have a child that is acting so much like their father and you're not connecting with all of a sudden, it's painful. It's like a double sting. It's like putting salt in the wound. You know, mom's already hurt. All I want is a hug. You can't even hug me. Well, your dad couldn't hug me either. You know, it's just, that's where I think if there's any resentment that comes, which you should never, that's a horrible word to use, but in that sense, you know, you're a little, your mom crown is a little bit tilted, I would say, for a while. And I think now Jack and I have just found different ways to bond. He did teach me that I'm not the type of mom with him that I thought I was going to be or I wanted or hoped to be. I have to be a different kind. I have to learn to be the kind of mom that he needs.
I couldn't agree more. I almost feel like it made it more difficult to really heal and move on because like you just said, you don't lean on your children, but you do look to them to put a smile on your face, I guess, when you're going through all those things. And Taylor just always had this disgusted look like, ew.
Yeah.
Why like, are you crying?
Yeah. Or the worst one is when they're like, I miss dad. I would rather be with dad. And you're like, well, I'm sure you would be.
I would too, but he left
I would
me.
Too. So
he is. He didn't want me anymore. No, I remember that just like, I would almost be a little jealous because I felt like Jerry loved her so much. And I'm like, well, I made her. Why can't you just love me too? I'm a part of her.
How many times have I said that sometimes, you know, when John, this always, it's sometimes it still gets to me because he'll say, those boys are my life. I wouldn't be anything without my sons. And I'm like, well, hello, I gave them to you.
Right?
Like, can I get a little credit? Like,
you're welcome.
I mean, my name is on the receipt. So clearly. You know, like, that's great. I'm glad you love them and being a dad is the best thing in your life, but you wouldn't be one that we know of without me, you know? And that's painful. It's like, you do have this little mini me that you're so grateful for and you love so much. Well, give me some credit too.
Yeah. Because I helped you create that person that actually looks just like you.
I did all the work.
Whatever. I don't ever remember saying, like, in a negative way. I tried not to say, oh my gosh, you're just like your father. You look just like your father or whatever. But I know I remember telling Taylor, you're acting just like your dad, or, you know, but how do you do that without it coming off as a negative or in a negative way?
I think the way that you and I do it now with Jackson is, you know, we do make a joke about it. Like, okay, John. We get it, John. And we do that the same thing with John. When he does something, I'll be like, all right, Jack. And not be a negative thing. You know, one of the hardest things that I've had to do sometimes is, you know, I'll tell Jet, I'm like, oh, you're so cute. Who made you? And Jack will be like, well, who made me? And I said, I did. And he's like, but I look just like Dad. And Dad's handsome. And I'm like, oh, you got me.
Right. But
right? Your daddy is a very handsome man. And I have to say that. And that's hard.
It's so hard to say to your ex, you're so handsome. I want to punch you.
Yeah. Cause like, but you have to, because he's right. He does look just like him. I can't say a single negative thing about my ex, because then that's saying it to my son.
And I wonder, because Haley did, and I think she still does look a lot like me.
She does.
I know that her and Jerry didn't always have the closest bond like he and Taylor did. So it was kind of the opposite. Haley and I were very close and he and Taylor were very close. I wonder if he felt those same things that I felt. Like, maybe he couldn't bond as much with Haley because she did look and act so much like me. It's interesting.
I think so. Do you remember, this was probably last year, John had a conversation and said something like, sometimes I am harder on Jagger because Jagger is just like you. And that's when it clicked, you know. It's the same way I feel about Jackson. When John looks at Jagger, he sees me. And honestly, I think that every parent goes through that, even if you're not divorced. You know, you always have a child that you bond more with. That's just the reality of it. The fact that they're bonding with a parent should be really the happiest of all of it. Not all three of my children need to bond with me. I mean, there's times where Jet bonds more with you, or Jack bonds more with you than he does with me as a bio parent.
There are times where my daughters bond much more with you because you probably created them.
Taylor will. Well, and Haley, they will tell me more.
They tell you more than they tell me. I find out from you. Which is totally fine.
I would be scared to tell you some of these things.
And sometimes you're like, do you want to know? Nope, I don't want to know. So you can keep that right to yourself.
You get the good questions from Jack.
No, I don't get the good questions. He asks me the horrible questions that I don't enjoy.
And it's so funny to me because, like, those are the questions I was set up for. Like, I was ready. And I always find it funny that they end up landing on you.
So we've decided that I'm going to let my kids call you. You're going to let your kids call me.
Yes.
When they have these weird questions.
Different topics.
Yeah, different topics. It's just everybody's good at something. I'm not good at answering those tough questions like you are about sex.
I was just going to say, what are we referring to? The sex ed?
Like those. I'll tell you this, that there's hope, because I know that you and Jack are like Taylor and I, and we just have, you know, we kind of, maybe it's that we're all so much alike that we butt heads. I don't know.
Actually think so.
But there's hope for you, because Taylor, when she finally became a mom, that's when it changed for at least like a year. And then she went back to her normal self. But there's times when she's like, you know, I shouldn't be so hard on my mom, because I am a mom now and I see how difficult it is, because you love these little people with everything you have. And it's hard when they don't love you back. Just love me.
It's like being a mom is one of the most and also the least rewarding jobs at times.
For sure.
And you just do it.
And you kind of have to. Because
I mean, you have, like, you know, you have to keep them alive and everything.
And like we say, there's no return policy on this.
We did not tell you about the ex-husband policy.
When I text you and say, please come get your husband, and you tell me no. What kind of friend are you?
I lost that receipt.
All right. So a few announcements before we move on. Get in touch with us. We love to hear from our listeners. Send us topics that you want us to discuss. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We do weekly Facebook Lives every Wednesday where we give our followers a glimpse into our real lives and discuss the topic of the week. Also, go to our website, check out our weekly blog. The relaunch of our website's coming up on December 1st, and this will be the start of season 3 of our podcast. The new season, we're going to kind of shake things up a bit, and we're going to be even more open and talk about some more sensitive topics, discuss new issues that we're talking about. Lauren's favorite thing. Sex. We're just going to take it to a new level. No, we're just kidding. All right. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to and rate our podcast. And now for the world's okayest mom. This is a showstopper here.
Oh gosh. What is
We have a mom who writes saying she is currently pregnant and due any day. Bless her heart. When she was 6 months pregnant, her and the baby's father decided to separate. She says that the separation was not amicable. It was his idea because he did not feel the same about her anymore. Here's where it gets juicy. She doesn't know if she wants to let him in the delivery room when she's giving birth. The soon-to-be mom says that she's pretty sure she can withstand the emotional pain that she will be under, but she's just not sure how he's going to react when he finds out that she's planning to name the couple's baby boy, Ryan, who happens to be her ex-boyfriend, whom she still feels is the love of her life.
Can relate. Oh my gosh, though.
How crazy is that?
Do you want a confession? So when I was giving birth to Jackson, John and I were not on good terms. We weren't married yet, but I gave birth to him and I cried and thought I kind of like I wanted to be sharing that moment with my ex, my first ex, because I always saw myself having children with him. And that I was a huge realization to me. And I was like, oh, this is weird. Why am I thinking of my ex-husband when I'm giving birth? And this man next to me. But no, I mean, I can kind of relate to that a little bit. But should she let him in the delivery room? I mean, yeah. I don't think that's something that anyone should miss. I just don't. No matter where the relationship goes, you want to be able to tell your child both your parents were there when you came into the world.
I definitely agree with that. I would say, you know, that's something that there's no repeat on that. That's a once in a lifetime thing. You'll never get to go back and watch your child be born again. So
no, you don't.
That's important for both parents to be able to be a part of that. The name, I want to say like, okay, it's just a name and it doesn't matter. But if John and I were having a baby and he was like, oh, I'm going to name this baby
Lauren.
Kimberly. And he had dated Kimberly and he loved Kimberly. Our baby's not going to be named Kimberly.
No, you got to screen through all the names, first of all.
Yeah.
Kind of like if I ever have to pick another wedding date. I have a lot to months to avoid.
Is it really bad that all of my weddings happened around the same time? It's easier.
Yeah, mine were in like two completely different seasons. So like, you kept yours in the same month.
I'm a fall type of wife.
Oh my God, that's the name of your show. Come fall in love with April.
Fall in love with April. We will not be talking about sex.
So yeah, I can't get married in the fall.
No, you can't. Winter wedding, that would be kind of neat. Well, although we're not winter
month. It depends on the winter month because I've already had one of those two.
Oh, whoopsie. Yeah. And you've already had a spring. So it looks like it's not summer.
So summer we go.
Okay. Next summer, Lauren's getting married.
It's a June wedding.
With a small party of 75.
Mostly all children related to the bride and groom.
Your whole wedding party is going to be made up of all of our children.
That's all the time we have for tonight. Thanks so much for listening and hanging out with us. If you'd like to find out more about us, visit our website at www.wifestales.com.
And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you're the first to know about all our upcoming events. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Be sure to tune in every Sunday for new episodes. We would love for you to subscribe and review our podcast.
Always remember, with prayer, anything is possible.